for Carl, the people he worked with was family, because he had, did not have the concept of work.
Mm.
For him, it was the concept of life.
Right.
And as such, it was never colleagues. It was part of a family.
Mm-hmm.
And it really kind of went into all aspects. Like, as example, we have we had always this year-end party where we gathered everybody together, which was extremely important to him because
right.
he loved the smiling faces. And I remember once I picked him up from the airport to get him to the venue where we were, and he was about an hour late, so everybody was waiting for him. And so I wanted to usher him into the main dining room, and he said to me, no, don't do that. Get me to the kitchen. I said, what do you want to do in the kitchen? He said, like, I'm an hour late. Can you imagine what stress level that puts into for the kitchen, for all the kitchen stuff, to keep the food ready for another hour? I want to apologize and want to thank them. So
wow.
he took the effort, went to the kitchen, greeted everybody and excused himself. That is who Carl was.
Wow. All right. Welcome to a whole new episode of Tell Me Why, which is a Gulf News original podcast. Today's episode is extra special. It's something that we have never done before. We're outside of the studio, we're breaking free, we're exploring different realms, and we are actually addressing new topics. Today we're talking fashion, we're talking construction, we're talking real estate. We're going to talk a bit about everything and how these two worlds are coming together. Joining me is Pier Paolo, who is the CEO of Karl Lagerfeld. How are you?
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for having me today.
How's everything? How is your stay in Dubai so far? I know you arrived in unexpected conditions.
I did arrive in unexpected conditions. When circling over Dubai airport and being told it's because of rain.
Oh.
That was pretty surprising. Actually, it reminded me my very first one-on-one session with Carl about 15 years ago, when he invited me to his private home in Paris, and I was running through Paris, and it was raining, and I was pouring soaking wet when I came into his house. And then when he was receiving me, I was wearing white pants, totally mm-hmm. soaking wet. And he basically told me, I could have told you, white pants in the city that calls for rain.
Wow, okay, that's really good advice. I'll keep that in mind next time I go to Paris.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, so you mentioned that, you know, you met Carl years ago. I want you to tell us about your journey. So how did you meet him? How did your journey with the brand begin?
Yeah, well, the fun thing was actually that I was not coming from within the fashion industry. I worked for 20 years in sports. I worked for Nike for more than 10 years, and then I've been asked whether I would like to become part of a different venture, namely the Karl Lagerfeld Fashion House. So I did not really know what to expect. And so I knew I liked the idea, but I did not know Karl personally, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that specific moment that I was telling you before about that rain moment when he invited me to his house was a life-defining moment for me.
Mm.
Why? Because he invited me to his place. We had lunch together, and it was about a 2 hours lunch where he was talking about people, mm-hmm. places to go, literature, history. He was woving all these aspects of his life together to a bigger canvas in a very, very inspiring way. And then mm-hmm. he asked me, can I show you my home? And yeah, well, then you wonder, oh, wow, of course you can show me your home.
Of course, yeah.
And that was very life-defining. Why? Because he took me for more than an hour through each individual part of his place, mm-hmm. even through the living room, the bathroom. He explained me why he used which scents, why the colors of the walls were as they were. And he gave to it all a meaning in a very effortless way, which was basically a mirror of his life and his personality,
right.
And with this, an invitation for me to become part of this life. And that was life-defining for me. First, I thought, oh, I embark a new business. Mm-hmm. But what I basically did is I embarked a new life and a new venture. That was my starting point. And ever since, I have been on that venture. And yeah, proudly taking his legacy into the future now.
Yeah, I mean, that's beautiful because the person you're describing is someone that finds art in the littlest details. I mean, what you're describing is that he spoke about the beauty of the materials he used in what room. I mean, that's a true artist. You know that he's not just one that just makes decisions haphazardly. There is a meaning behind everything he does.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think it very much stems from a genuine curiosity that Carl mm-hmm. had. So yes. He never thought, oh, I know it all, and I tell you, that mm-hmm. was never what he had in his mind. He always thought there is so much more to understand and to find out, and then maybe there's a way to apply it in a different way in what I'm doing. So his right. curiosity was really about people very much. He very much took a lot of inspiration mm-hmm. by being with other people across countries, across different areas, so not fashion people, really kind of yes. Beyond, be it artists, be it intellectual people, yes. be it people that had a broad history. There was huge curiosity, and I think he was building everything on this curiosity for life and right. for people.
Right. I mean, it's no lie that this isn't the first time I hear that, you know, Carl was very involved with people. I mean, yeah, just speaking with Caroline right before we started recording, she mentioned how he truly believed in having a workforce that serves as a family. I mean, the people come together. It's not about just people doing different roles. No, they all come together in one body, in unison, to get the job done. But it doesn't so much feel like a job. It just feels like a huge family.
Like a huge family, absolutely.
And I feel like that's a huge part of his legacy.
Absolutely. For him, for Carl, the people he worked with was family because mm. he did not have the concept of work. Mm. For him, it was the concept of life.
Right.
And as such, it was never colleagues. It was part of a family.
Mm-hmm.
And it really kind of went into all aspects. Like, as example, we have we had always this year-end party where we gathered everybody together, which was extremely important to him because right. he loved the smiling faces. And I remember once I picked him up from the airport to get him to the venue where we were, and he was about an hour late, so everybody was waiting for him. And so I wanted to usher him into the main dining room, and he said to me, no, don't do that. Get me to the kitchen. I said, what do you want to do in the okay. kitchen? He said, like, I'm an hour late. Can you imagine what stress level that puts into for the kitchen, for all the kitchen stuff, to keep the food ready for another hour? I want to apologize and want to thank them. So
wow.
he took the effort, went to the kitchen, greeted everybody and excused himself. That is who Carl was.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Just the humility and the fact that he was an iconic figure and we cannot deny that. And just feeling like, you know what? We're all humans at the end of the day. And these people have put in the effort and he wanted to show that appreciation. I love that. I absolutely love that. And I don't think we would know that unless we heard it from people from within.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right. Because also Carl did not have a huge, interest to show his personality to a broad audience, because I think he has been so warm and also vulnerable that for too many people, he appeared very cold. You know, the way how he portrayed himself, you know, the shades that covered his face.
His face,
his stale appearance.
Yes.
So I think he also liked to shield himself
right.
from too much emotion.
Right.
And he was a very, very warm-hearted, very empathetic person. And at the same time, he had to protect himself a bit.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. You mentioned earlier that it was everything for Carl meant more. It meant life rather than just a task. Tell me how his legacy continues after his departure.
Yeah. So the great thing is that we have been able and blessed, having been not only working with Carl for many years, but actually being part of that spirit, that culture, that soul, and that way of working. And this is how we have built a very own culture of his house to ideate, to create, to develop. So basically, in 2019, when Carl passed away, it was a moment where everything could have gone wrong.
Right.
And everything went perfectly right. Wow. And it went perfectly right because everybody understood that from that moment on, we were the sole custodians of his legacy. Mm. The only house that carries his name at the doorbell.
Mm.
Which basically meant that all what we got and learned from him about the culture of going about doing things was something that we will and can continue into the future. And that is still what we're doing. So everything we do, we ask ourselves, would Carl be proud of it today?
Oh, that's amazing. So it's sort of like he facilitated the path for you guys.
Exactly.
And you just, it was your responsibility to either continue it or, you know, as you said, turn it into something that may have caused a drop in the brand.
Exactly.
Okay.
So if you think about, as example, today we're here in Dubai, there is Caroline Lebar. Mm-hmm. She is the head of communication and image of the house. She has been working with Carl for more than 30 years.
Yes.
She has been part of almost all his also private projects, also architectural projects. Mm-hmm. So she has been almost like his daughter. We have here today Sébastien Jandot. He was his bodyguard, assistant, right-hand person, Monsieur de Confiance.
His confidant.
His confidant, exactly. Mm-hmm. He's with us today. He works with the house for many years as well as an ambassador, but also in the ideation of menswear product. So it's that we continue to work as a family business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so part of continuing the legacy is remembering Carl. And I'm aware that the Met Gala 2023 basically was in memory of Carl. It highlighted his achievements. It was Carl Lagerfeld, A Line of Beauty, I believe was the title.
Yeah.
And we saw some of A-list stars, you know, wear Carl Lagerfeld, you know, designer clothing or pieces, let's say, artistic pieces.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit more about that? How did that feel, that moment, when he was highlighted at such a major fashion event?
Yeah, of course, it was a very emotionally impactful moment for us as a house, but for all of us, and also for me personally, because all of a sudden, you become more or less the host. Because if you take the different houses, Chanel, Fendi, that Carl was associated with and worked for, they do not carry his name. At the end, the only house that carries his name is the Karl Lagerfeld house. So it has been a great honor and responsibility also to co-host this event. And it was a very proud moment to actually see all the lifetime achievement being honored in that moment. At the same time, it was also a great moment for us to take it into the future. So our creative director that Carl picked already many years ago, Hoon Kim, he has been reinterpreting archive pieces from Carl and basically took them into the future with Jared Leto, Cara Delevingne, Elton Mason, and many other people. Carla Bruni, that we basically gave the gowns and the attires for the day. So it was in Carl's best sense of embracing the present and inventing the future. We took these archive pieces and took it to the future. It was very proud moment for us.
Phenomenal. You know, you mentioned the future. Can you tell us a bit more about that? What does the future hold for the brand?
Well, the future holds many more moments of curiosity. So if we venture, as example, into the area of residential or hospitality, it's not an area that we necessarily as a house have looked at like 5 or 10 years ago, but Carl has been always interested in architecture. So we are actually also taking this into the future as it has been a part of his point of interest. If we look at other areas like entertainment, we are just right now in the development of a Hollywood movie together with Jared Leto as a co-producer and starring as Carl.
Yes.
So it will be the curiosity about the different life areas to venture in that are not necessarily only fashion, but can easily go beyond. So actually, we will, I mentioned before, Sébastien Jandot, Caroline Lebar, people that have been with him for many years. Also myself, we will be executive producers of that movie and basically are feeding a good part of the story content to the movie. So it will very much based on the experiences that all of us had with Carl.
With Carl, yeah. Okay. And today we're in an event that has to do with a bit more at the side, the real estate side and the architectural side. So can you tell us a bit more what the announcement is with Taraf?
Yeah. So we're super excited to invite people to Carl's world and Carl's home, 51 luxury villas that we're building here in Dubai together with Taraf. Taraf, for us, a wonderful partner. I would compare it almost like a little bit to haute couture. If you on the runway of haute couture, you see beautiful garments. You always praise the designer as Carl was praised for it. But Carl would be the first one to say, no, it's not me. Mm. It needs the craftsmanship and the capability to translate my vision into an actual well-done garment.
Right.
And that is the seamstresses in haute couture. And for us, if you want, so the seamstress of it is Taraf. Taraf is one that he, extremely well has been able to take our vision and translate it into an actual project, and also has the craftsmanship to develop such high-end development. And therefore, it's a great project for us to create Carl's future legacy.
Amazing. Okay, away from the business, away from the serious talk. Is this your first visit to Dubai?
Absolutely not.
Okay. I was waiting for that. Okay, so you've been here before, because I know this visit is super short. You're
it's
leaving.
It's super short. I'm actually here only for 24 hours.
Wow.
But if I say it's not the first time, I've been many times here, it's true and not true. Why? Because every time I come here, it feels like I haven't been here before.
Okay.
Because in these short times that I'm not here, might be half year, or might be 9 months or 12 months to the max, so many things change that every time I come here, it feels like the very first time. And that's the beauty about Dubai, and why Carl also loved Dubai so much, because Dubai is about embracing the present and developing the future. So all the time you come here, you feel a new part of the future has been developed whilst you have been away.
Yes, it's forever evolving.
Absolutely.
Just like Carl's brand. Okay, my last question. Do you have any other stories you'd like to share? Any funny stories that you had with Carl?
maybe one story I can share, because I liked it, because I've been asked here also, like, okay, what is the real challenge of such a project? And I said, the challenge is to make it great, but effortlessly great. And I have a story with Carl when he was doing this beautiful show in the Grand Palais, where he had this rocket that he launched, and I found it was really amazing, was wonderful. I went behind the curtain and I congratulated him for, and I said, it was amazing, it was a wonderful, beautiful show. And then he said, it was a disaster. I said, Carl, why would you say it's a disaster?
Okay.
He said, it was so great that it has to be even greater next time. And that is really very much what we challenge ourselves is.
Yes.
This all comes across very effortlessly, very effortless. But at the same time, it has to be always great. And it has always been greater the next time we do it again.